Hey Falcons fan, welcome to Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. I'm DJ Shockley. Tough loss for our Birds this past weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very good game. A lot of good things happened, especially on defense. A lot of good things happened. So I want to show you first off a very good defensive play that set up a field goal early in the football game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Paul Soliai is the guy who's going to get the sack, as well as Prince Shembo here. Now, what happens on this particular play is both defensive ends are going to drop out here into coverage. It looks like the Falcons have five guys that are about to blitz, but it's going to be a zone blitz, and these guys are going to drop off and not rush into coverage. Now, what happens is Paul Warlow adds on to become the fourth rusher. You got your three interior guys here, and then Paul Warlow is going to add on and be the fourth man to blitz. Usually what happens is running backs think when a linebacker blitzes, it's a blitz. But now the Falcons only have four guys who's going to be blitzing, and the running back is going to come up, and he's going to be in protection when he should have got out because they only have Falcons only have four guys that are blitzing, which means they have five offensive linemen to pick up those four guys. So as the play begins, you're also going to see how Paul Soliai actually gets to the quarterback. They run a stunt on the inside. He comes, loops all the way around the outside. Defensive tackle Rashid Hageman comes, and he takes two of their guys. He takes their guard and their tackle, and then Paul Soliai loops all the way around to make the sack while Prince Shembo adds on because that's his guy. His guy is the running back. And when the running back blocks, it's called an add-on blitz. He adds on, and he adds on to get the sack. So as you can see, when the play starts, you see Soliai, he's coming around now, and you see Paul Warlow is blitzing now, and you see the two defensive ends are dropping off into coverage. So it looks like they're going to bring more people, but they're really not. The Falcons are only bringing one, two, three, four guys, but it looks a little bit different. Paul Soliai comes around. There he is. As he looped around, he's kept contained on Ben Roethlisberger. Now you see Prince Shembo coming into the play, and the running back who's supposed to have him is already blocking on one of the defensive linemen. He adds on and helps. So the Falcons did a good job of containing Ben Roethlisberger and then collapsing the pocket on the inside. And the outcome is a sack and just a well-rounded play by the defense. The Falcons defense played outstanding. They had another play late in the third quarter. Third and 17, they brought the entire house, got to Ben Roethlisberger, forced him to throw it quick. So this defense showed a lot of different looks. They did a lot of different things up front to kind of disrupt what the Pittsburgh Steelers like to do. And it was a way they was able to get to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So great job by this defense and Mike Nolan of switching up some things and showing a different look to the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. We talked defense. Now it's time to talk a little offense. A great play. The Falcons had a couple good plays, especially once they got in the red zone. I know they want to score more touchdowns, but on this particular play, they did get a touchdown, a Roddy White touchdown here in the fourth quarter to cut the lead. On this particular play, the Falcons had what's called mirror route. So usually this is a play you call baseline, coming across the baseline here. Harry comes across the back. You got Roddy coming across the back as well. These two guys come up and they control the flat player here. And usually what you want is these guys to stay up and you hit the receiver across the back of the end zone back here. So what happens now, what we call a mirror route for the quarterback is he has an option to read both sides. You got the same routes on both sides of the field. So now you look at leverage. You look at position of defensive backs. You look at the best matchup. And right now, because the Steelers have this whole player here, the best matchup would be on this side of the field. What ends up happening is Roddy ends up running a slant route because he gets inside of the defensive back. And Tulolo holds off this defender. And Matt does a good job of holding off the safety back here with his eyes and sticking it up here. But the best thing I like about this play is the ball placement that Matt has. Matt places the ball high where Roddy can go up and get it. But Roddy's a big physical receiver. That's where you want the football to go. So when I talk about mirror routes and having this player here because of the running back, that's why the defensive back is hitting here, the linebacker, is on this side because the running back is here. He's going to control him. But you have one extra defender on this side of the field compared to this side. So Matt does a good job of going through his reads and understanding they have an extra hole play on that side. So that's why he works the other side when we talk about mirrored routes. So as the play progresses, you're going to see the best thing about it is Roddy gets inside leverage. He beats his defensive back to the inside, and then he just shields him off with his body. Roddy's a big physical receiver, as we talked about. He shields him off. But now, as you can see, All defensive backs are in man coverage here, man coverage here. And you see the safety back here. Look at his head. His head is looking right at Matt Ryan, and look at Matt Ryan's head, looking right at the safety. So it's a good job of him controlling that safety, because if not, if he looks over at Roddy right now, you know what's going to happen. He's going to run right over there. Polamalu, who is a pretty good safety, he'll run right over and make the play. But a good job of Matt holding his head right at the safety, holding him off at the last possible moment. And as you can see, he's way over here because of his eyes. And you see Roddy has him shielded off right here. He has him on his backside. There's no way the defensive back can make the play on Roddy. And a good job of ball placement high where only Roddy can get the football. And if the defensive back makes a play on it, he has to go through Roddy, which means that would be a pass interference, which means a positive play for the Falcons. So a great job by Matt Ryan using his head, using his eyes to control the safety, Polamalu. And a good job of Roddy White getting inside and making a play on the football at his highest point. Thank you for joining us again. Come back next week. Big game versus Saints this weekend. And this was presented by State Farm Falcons Film Session. I'm DJ Shockley. See you next week, guys.